Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
Help, help, lock up your grandma's. Potts is on the loose.
Free at last, free at last. We emerged from lockdown in England today, which is good news, of course, after, more than 3 months, I think it's been, actually. So there are certain things that we can do today that we haven't been able to do for a long time. We can meet friends and relatives in our gardens. We can have barbecues. I think up to two households can meet, or six individual people. Golf courses, outdoor swimming pools, although it's not much of a day for that, it has to be said. Outdoor swimming pools and tennis will reopen, so sports is back on the agenda as we make this long roadmap to freedom come alive.
Have you got a pool?
No.
Got a hot tub?
No.
No jacuzzi?
No jacuzzi.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
We've got a paddling pool.
We'll
be in that today.
Go
and
sit.
I can send you some pictures if you'd like.
Go and sit in the paddling pool and the dart you're on. It'll soon turn into a jacuzzi, won't it? Really? I hope you've alerted the Cobham Fire Brigade to the fact that you might be having a barbecue at some point in the near future.
It'll be carnival across England today, let me tell you that. Tomorrow it's 22, 23 degrees. Freedom, I tell you, it's, the barbecue across the land will be certainly raging.
Well, no doubt you'll be receiving an email from Uncle Barclay soon saying get back to the office.
We're not at that point just yet. I don't think you're allowed to go back to work even until June, I want to say, but it's we're moving towards that point.
OK, markets, not a bad week last week, really.
It was actually a pretty good week, certainly given the fact there's lots of distractions for investors to overcome, the Central Bank of Turkey's developments, trouble in the Suez, and the debacle that is the vaccine program in Europe. But actually a calmer week for bond markets, investors taking a more considered approach to the threat of inflation and possible impact on monetary policy. Sentiment was helped by soothing words from Fed Chair Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen of the Senate Banking Committee. Testimony, the pair reiterated that inflation will move up over the course of the year, but stated it will be neither particularly large nor persistent. If you look at Treasury yields, 10-year finished the week at 1.68%, down from the previous week year high level of 1.75%. 7.1 basis point decline over the week was the biggest since December. In equities, investors brushed off concerns over extended lockdown measures in Europe and the prospect of prolonged travel restrictions. Instead, they preferred to focus on the growing recovery hopes in the United States amid the accelerated vaccine rollout, as Joe Biden doubled the goal of vaccinations in his first 100 days in office to 200 million. S&P 500 was up 1.6% over the week, up 4.3% this month. US banks registered gains after the Federal Reserve said that the institutions that passed stress tests could return additional capital. In Europe, the Stoxx 600 rose 0.8%, less than 2% away from a record reached in February 2020. Is up 5.4% in March, looks set for its fourth straight quarterly increase.
We're looking at a more volatile session today.
Certainly looks like that's going to be the case. This is on reports that a large US hedge fund was forced to liquidate $20 billion worth of shares on Friday to meet a margin call. The block sales were centered around technology companies. Credit Suisse and Nomura have warned that they may face significant potential losses relating to the unwinding of trades by Archegos Capital Management. Nomura, whose shares are down 16% today, estimated that the amount of that claim against the US client could be as much as $2 billion. Credit Suisse saying it's too early to quantify the exact size of the loss, but it could be highly significant and material to first quarter results. Credit Suisse shares indicated to be down around about 7% at the open. The systemic risk, I think, still remains very low. Early signs are that it's going to be focused on certain banks and individual funds. In fact, European futures are positive this morning. If you look at the opening calls, you've got the FTSE up 3 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 34 points. CAC 40 in Paris up 10 points.
And you lifted that line, Trouble in the Suez, from Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire, didn't we?
I like that, Trouble in the Suez. I like that song. Do you like that song?
I do like it, yeah. And glad to see you did your bit in getting that massive ship refloated.
Well, I didn't really want it refloated until later today. We do a Monday morning call and I wrote a whole piece on the impact of it.
Ditto.
Only to wake up this morning for it
yes.
to be partially refloated.
Well, I wrote the business business news this morning and then had to completely rewrite it about 10 to 7 because...
Real pain. Salvage experts have partially refloated that container ship measures 400 metres, weighs 200,000 metric tonnes, has been blocking the 120-mile Suez Canal that links the Mediterranean and the Red Sea. We know the blockage has been affecting something like 12% of the global trade that travels through the canal, and providing further disruption to already strained global supply chains. Some ships have been rerouted, it has to be said, and it will take something like around 2 to 3 weeks for the backlog to be cleared. Markets have been reacting to that. Crude prices are lower this morning. Crude down around about 2% today. So not a huge move. It takes some time, say, to unwind it. I think markets' attention in terms of energy markets will now turn to the OPEC Plus Alliance meeting, which is taking place on Thursday. Members there are expected to keep production levels unchanged from May, but investment houses are predicting a large ramp-up in supply come late summer.
Apparently, we're going to have a worldwide shortage of loo rolls. I hope you've got plenty and you'll need it.
Not that again. We had that in the first lockdown. The whole country went absolutely crazy. So I don't think we'll be experiencing that anytime soon.
Well, that's not it. No, it's apparently some Brazilian company, which is the worldwide leader in toilet roll manufacturing, is having supply problems.
Okay, haven't seen that, but okay. Well, you
just,
know.
Well, you heard it here first.
Okay.
You know, just pop down to Waitrose.
I mean, you'll be
get...
causing panic now across the Riviera, won't you?
No.
I mean, is that sensible?
Well,
is
no,
that why
nobody listens to anything I say anyway, so...
We all listen, believe me.
Well,
you move
just
markets, you shape the world, you dedicate the headlines.
Get down
world
to Waitrose.
Leaders follow your every word.
Get down to Waitrose and buy yourself some Andrex Extra Soft.
You seem to be taking a worrying tone this morning. I'm not sure where it's all leading to, but I'll take your advice cautiously.
Foreign exchanges.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 1.37. Euro dollar coming at 1.17.5. Going to get just below 1 euro and 17 cents for your British pound this morning.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, sir.
Speak to you tomorrow. Hank Potts and Barclay.